Ladies and gentlemen, it is the academic conclusion of the University of Leicester that, beyond reasonable doubt, the individual exhumed at Greyfriars in September 2012 is indeed Richard III, the last Plantagenet King of England.
It was beyond the wildest dreams of archaeologists.
As archaeologists, we normally don't go out to look for specific individuals, nor do we routinely find kings.
And Professor Lynn Foxall admits there would have been red faces had they got it wrong.
That was why in September we didn't want to say this is Richard III until we'd had a chance to investigate properly and thoroughly.
I don't think any of us thought that we were going to get as far as this with the project. Indeed, the lead archaeologist, Richard Buckley, said he would eat his hat if we found Richard III. So clearly there'll be some consuming of hats going on in Richard's household.
University of Leicester Registrar Richard Taylor. And coincidentally, there are several Richards involved in this curious tale. But the story actually all began with a Philippa Langley.
I'm a screenwriter and I came to Leicester to research Richard III for a screenplay I'm writing. And I knew this area was approximately where the Church of the Greyfriars was. And I walked a particular car park and had a very strange sensation that I was walking on his grave. So I came back a year later and stood in the same place, and I looked just a few feet to my left, and someone had written an R on the car park, on the tarmac, for reserved parking, but it was an R, a white R. And the strange thing is, we found Richard just virtually where that R was.
A horse. A horse. My kingdom for a horse.
Withdraw, my lord. I'll help you to a horse.
Ah, slave! I have set my life upon a cast, and I will stand the hazard of the die. I think there be six Richmonds in the field. Five have I slain today instead of him.
His life and times have been shrouded in mystery and controversy for 500 years. One of England's most controversial kings, mythologised through Shakespeare, of course. Richard III was the last Plantagenet king, and his death marked the end of the Wars of the Roses between the houses of Lancaster and York, and heralded the start of the Tudor dynasty, which gave rise to monarchs like Henry VIII and Queen Elizabeth I. With the discovery of his remains, we might not know anything more about the personality of this much maligned monarch, but it does shed more light on the physical man, and of course on the way he died during the Battle of Bosworth Field in August 1485.
There's a large slice wound out the back right-hand side of the skull, and that's literally taken off a whole section of the skull, actually left a small flap of bone in place, and we believe that that would have been inflicted by a larger bladed weapon, and that's consistent entirely with the historical sources from the period.
Senior curator at Leicester Guildhall Museum, Laura Hadland there. Now, what about that famous hunchback? Lead archaeologist Richard Buckley says evidence does point to a curvature of the spine, but not to the extent depicted by Shakespeare.
The evidence at the moment doesn't suggest that he's a hunchback, but we think that the main effect would have been that one shoulder was higher than the other, and that the individual wouldn't have stood to the height you'd expect. So it affected his height by up to a foot.
So what happens next? Here's Philippa Langley again.
It's probably the end of the beginning, in a sense, because now we've found him, the next stage is we're going to rebury him, and while we're doing that, we are going to be reassessing his character and his reputation.
He's gone down in history as a bloody tyrant and child killer who allegedly murdered his two young nephews in the Tower of London. But before his reputation can be reassessed, it's his final resting place, which is now the subject of a bitter battle.
Well, the thing about Westminster Abbey is it is full. His wife is there, but we don't know where she is. And also, many of the Tudor monarchs are in Westminster Abbey, so I don't know if that might be the right place. And I think when I spoke to the palaces, they said that they didn't think that would be the right place either.
Of course, at the moment, Leicester's got him. But Richard's dynasty had its stronghold in the north, in Yorkshire, and a petition to bring him back to the historic city of York has already been lodged.
English monarchs are buried in a range of places across the country. It's in keeping with good archaeological practice that one reinters human remains in the closest possible spot. And in that case, this would be Leicester Cathedral. It's fitting that he is now laid in the cathedral with honour and dignity at the end of this project.
I'm not convinced Leicester will necessarily be granted its wish, But for now, the people of this city are busy savouring their moment in the international spotlight.
To suddenly discover that you've actually had a king lying under a car park and right in the centre of town. I bet there are people all around the city now saying, my God, I parked my car there.
There have been a lot of Americans and Australians tweeting us saying, I've booked my weekend to Leicester. So we're waiting for the tourist bonanza now.
And the Brits' appetite for digging up their monarch seems to be gaining momentum. There's now speculation bones thought to belong to King Alfred the Great may be exhumed from the grounds of a church in Winchester. This is Ashley Byrne for DW in Leicester, England.